May the words of my lips and the ponderings of all our hearts be now and always acceptable to you. Our Lord, our rock, our inspiration, and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Do sit down. Jesus' friends and followers have been scared, shocked, and scattered by the events leading to his crucifixion. Afterwards, they have gathered again and spent time with him after his resurrection. They have seen him ascend to heaven, and now they are united in prayer together in that upper room. So much in only 50 days. After his resurrection, they had learned to hope again, talking and praying together and trying to make sense of it all. But they are all still reeling. And now they are bowled over by an experience of joy. The Holy Spirit sweeps through the gathering in that upper room. The Spirit of truth comes and guides them into all truth, just as Jesus promises. They are transformed, spirit-filled, and joyful beyond imagining. So hope is turned into joy. They are commissioned, sent to bear God's message, to spread it. Now, suddenly, language is no barrier, amazingly. They are given words to tell the story in languages they have never learned. And those words carry integrity and truth. People are puzzled, amazed, or cynical. They must have been drinking what you expect. But what does that mean for us now? Although we know that the Holy Spirit turns lives upside down, many of us may not be aware of a before and after moment in our own lives. Some of us were perhaps given a verse at, say, confirmation. Many years later, we realise that it has been a theme throughout our lives after that, and it takes on a new significance for us. But we may also have moments of truth which transform us less dramatically, working together over time to give us whatever insights and faith we each have to share now. Not all such insights are joy-filled or comforting. Sometimes they come together to reveal a truth which we have avoided, but which we needed in order to grow in love and faith. So just let God prompt you today to look back, to remember a moment or more than one which caused a shift, a growth in your faith. Or your love for God in Jesus. A moment which changed or confirmed a shift in direction of your life or the way in which you live or want to live. That shift from hope to a sense of inner joy, which carries within it a sense of what the world is meant to be and what we can do and be to help things to change. Sharing those insights with our community in prayer as they did may help us discover together how we might do that with obedience and courage and sensitivity. Pentecost is effectively Christianity's launch party. It is the beginning of the campaign to spread the good news as we read throughout Acts and the epistles. In Jerusalem, the news of Jesus and his people's transformative, and it has to be said, disruptive way of life, would not have taken off without a memorable launch. But uniquely, perhaps, it was not driven by manipulation or cynicism or commercial interest, but by faith and hope and love which came together uniquely in that place and time, inspired, blessed, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Pondering and praying all that through at Pentecost, 2,000 or so years later, is hard. because we see what has been done to the planet, to its people, to our natural resources. So much damage done from motives which seemed good, altruistic, Christian even. But our faith and our values live on, and we are still commissioned in our time to spread the word, but in ways which respect the planet and the people in as much as we are able. So maybe we are called to be countercultural, to let God inspire us through the Holy Spirit to find ways to communicate his love in words and deeds of care and kindness, which people can understand even if we don't speak the same language of faith or culture or class or values. And that may just be as radical today as those first words at the first Pentecost. Being real, being genuine, standing alongside people in love and community building and support and advocacy doesn't look as if it has the dramatic impact of those first apostles' heroism. But every relationship starts with something shared, and every journey of healing or redemption, pilgrimage or mission starts with a single step together. Amen.